Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yes, I just got a text. My name is Mr. Raymond Love, saying that about somebody I age will be coming.
Yeah, let me see.
Already got a okay, take it.
Are you was it for a staffing thing? Are you a caregiver?
I'm a
client, a patient with us?
Yes.
And your name is Love
Raymond,
is the last name? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Let me see.
I just got a text for y'all talking about something. I'm trying to understand. I already have a caretaker. He works for me now. It's something I don't know what it's talking about.
We have Brian there with you?
Yes.
Yeah. He's clocked in with you now. Let me, I'm not sure who would have texted you, but we have, Valeria is the only one.
A text just came through my phone just now, and I read it, and I don't know how to really get it while I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah, does your caregiver use the same phone number as you?
No, he just uses his phone.
I don't know why it would. Yeah, because it was probably just a staffing, like, yeah, this is the number we have for Brian Mobley. It's 267-343-6536, and that's the number you're calling me on now. That's the number we have for him. I'm sorry. So what?
The number that he uses his phone number to punch in and out.
No, he doesn't need a phone. He doesn't use a phone number at all. He uses an app.
I
understand, but I'm just saying that when he signed up with us, he had given us this number as his phone number, so that's why I send out emergency staffing stuff, you're getting it, but I will remove you. I'll remove the number from the list. I apologize for that.
Okay, this was the number that we wanted to use, but we're using his phone, so right there.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to remove it. Yeah, everything's fine. It doesn't apply to you at all. All right?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry for the confusion.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.